Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Weeks to go, Mr. Postmaster.
I can tell that by this stack of mail, Miss Message, and the cold weather helps put you in the Christmas mood, too.
I know. By the way, did you go to hear the singing Christmas tree last night?
I sure did, and it was beautiful, wasn't it? The choirs and musicians of Orange Baptist Church deserve a lot of credit. It's hard work, but it's worthwhile.
Now then, want to have a go at these letters and stories?
Why not? We've got so many of them here. Let's get going. Shall I have one first?
Okay.
All right. This is from Melanie Price. It says, Dear Santa, I have tried to be a good girl, but that is hard to do. I am 5 years old, and my name is Melanie Price. I'd like for you to bring me, for Christmas, an ABC board and a baby love, it looks like, and some surprises. Thank you, and that's signed Melanie Price. And, oh, you've got a Price letter, too, here.
I think this is from Melanie's big sister, Elaine.
Must be. They're all from Arota there. I can tell that.
Right. Dear Santa, I've tried to be a good girl, but that is hard to do. I would like for you to bring me a baby love and a sewing kit and some surprises. I will leave you a piece of cake and some milk to drink. Thank you for the toys you brought last year. I am 7 years old. Your friend, Elaine Price.
And this must be from another member of the Price family, Roger Price. Dear Santa, I've been a good boy all year. I would like for you to bring me a Viewmaster and reels, a new shirt, and a surprise. And I will leave you some cookies and a cup of coffee. Please bring my dog Snoopy something, too. Thank you for the toys you brought me last year. My sister is writing this letter for me, so bring her something nice, too. Your friend, Roger Price. There are all the Prices from Arota, this message.
All right. This letter is very nicely written.
It's from
Wendy and Natalie Pritchett. Dear Santa Claus, my sister and I are writing to ask for some things for Christmas. Natalie wants a Wonder Woman and a puppet show. I want for you to bring me some boots, tennis shoes, clothes, jewelry, and any kind of baby doll you want. We've been good most of the time this year, and we'll appreciate everything you bring. Please bring the little children that don't have anything something, too. It will make them so happy and will make us happy, too. Thank you for reading this letter. You are so nice. Love and Merry Christmas, Wendy and Natalie Pritchett.
Well, Santa Claus will enjoy getting that letter. Look at this one, Miss Message. It's on bright green paper from Brightwood, Virginia. And it is from Thomas McDaniel, who has included a very nice portrait of Santa Claus on there. And it says, Dear Santa, my name is Thomas McDaniel. I am in Mrs. Hill's fifth grade class. I have been very good. I would like a football uniform and a football and some football books. I think Thomas McDaniel has just one thing on his mind this Christmas. And he says, I will have some cookies and some milk for you. Love, Thomas McDaniel. Very nice letter, Thomas.
Maybe we can put his picture in a gold frame and hang it up in above the mantelpiece.
All right. Or maybe Santa would like to do that at his place.
Right. This letter is from Beth Herndon. Dear Santa Claus, how are you? I hope you haven't worked too hard since last Christmas. That's a nice thought. I'd like a Barbie's motorhome and one of the Charlie's Angels Fun Time Baking Oven Etch-a-Sketch. P.S. Bring my kitten a little something, too. Sincerely yours, Beth Herndon.
Well, Beth is going for one of the old favorite toys, the Etch-a-Sketch. That's been around for a long time. People really like that. Well, is this the last letter? If you got one, you've got one more, too?
I've got two more.
Two more. Okay, we'll read another one, then.
Well, Dear Santa, my name is Frankie Lewis. I'm 3 years old. I live in Radiant, Virginia, and I've been a good boy. For Christmas, I'd like for you to bring me a Star Wars tricycle, Mickey Mouse telephone, and some clothes. Also bring my mommy and daddy something, too. Love, Frankie Lewis.
And I have one from Mark Braxton, who writes, "Dear Santa, I have been a good little boy. I want a walkie-talkie and a racing car set, and I want an organ, and I'm going to leave you a piece of fruitcake and a glass of milk. Love, Mark Braxton." I haven't been keeping score, Miss Message, but I think this may be the first offer of fruitcake for Santa Claus this year. They seem to have gone more for cookies and cake. Thank you, Mark Braxton.
The last letter this evening is from 4-year-old Renee Lloyd. "Dear Santa Claus, I would like for you to bring me a Play-Doh fuzzy pumper game, clothes, and some surprises. Please leave Lisa, my big sister, a one-step camera, some games, and surprises. Merry Christmas, Lisa and Renee Lloyd. P.S. There will be cookies and milk on the table." You were right.
Well, I wonder who wrote that. It looks more like Lisa's writing than Renee's somehow. Unless the Renee, good 4-year-old there, maybe that is good 4-year-old handwriting. Well, Miss Message, time for a couple of stories here from the pupils at Prospect Heights Middle School. And Craig Morris in the 8th grade has submitted one. And I must say at the beginning that we should all be thankful to Dr. Seuss for having put into our Christmas lexicon the Grinch, because as much as earlier generations thought of Scrooge as being the epitome of all the nasty, mean, selfish people, the Grinch has certainly come into his own as an equally mean and selfish person. And that's what Craig Morris has written about, sort of a variation, I think, on Dr. Seuss's The Grinch Who Stole, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And Craig sets his story in a little town called the Little Brown Town, where it gets very cold there in the wintertime. And as the season of Christmas approaches, everybody in the little town except the Grinch believe in Santa Claus. Now, this person is called the Grumpy Grinch. "Well," says Craig Morris, "the Grinch isn't as mean as his name sounds, but he doesn't like Christmas, and he doesn't believe in Santa Claus. So as Christmas approaches and the pupils of Little Brown Town are shopping for presents, the Grinch is up there in his headquarters, which is up in a hole in the mountain, trying to think of a way to get rid of Christmas. Now, the Grinch has a giant pet rat named Hermit. And the Grinch has a wagon that Hermit pulls for him, and the wagon is about 15 times as big as poor old Hermit. Well, the Grinch thought and thought and thought, and he finally comes up with a plan that what he would do is, after the pupils buy the Christmas things, he would just go down and steal the trees and presents and toys and ornaments. And he's going to dress up as Santa Claus and hook poor old Hermit up to his wagon and go down to all the houses and take all the Christmas things away on Christmas night. Well, finally Christmas comes, and the children go to bed. Santa Claus, I guess, comes and leaves toys around, and the Grinch sets out, dressed up as Santa Claus, and he takes all the presents and all the other things back up to his house. He had about 15 king-size bags filled with things. The next morning, the pupils come out, and they're crying and shedding tears. And the Grinch looks at it, and he feels very guilty about it. So he took all the things back to the pupils, and they were very happy to see the Grinch bringing these things back to them. And the pupils then shared a turkey with him, and he and the pupils had a happy Christmas. By Craig Morris in the 8th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School.
Well, this is from another 8th grader at Prospect, Clifford Brown. And this poem that Clifford Brown has written doesn't have a title, but I guess you can sort of figure out what it's about when I read it.
Okay.
"It's a night that's made for stars to shine, when everyone is feeling fine. The fireplace crackles dry and warm as the Christmas decorations begin to form. Two little children, popcorn they string, as the carolers outside begin to sing. It's Christmas Eve, and everyone's happy. It's a night to stay home with Mammy and Pappy. Jesus was born on this wonderful day in a barn where the animals lay. Jolly St. Nicholas comes on that night to set little children's faces alight. Toys and candy Santa Claus brings, and all kinds of other delightful things. Christmas is beautiful, that's what I like. Merry Christmas to everyone, and good night." That's from Clifford Brown at the 8th grade. Could you figure out what he was talking about?
I sure can. I bet you can too, can't you?
Right.
Well, it's a real nice poem, Clifford, and I'm glad you sent us one. We haven't had too many Christmas poems,
so it's
nice to have...
Oh, no. Look at the clock.
Oh, wow.
We've got to get the mailbag packed for Sam the mailman.
Okay, well, let's get the stuff all in there. Get all those people from Arota tucked in.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's got it. All right. One more over here. All right.
Oh, okay.
I got it. They're stuck in. All right.
That's that for tonight.
It sure is. Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.